Hello，you probably have to unmute yourself, Mr. Adams. There should be a little diet.
Better.
How are you?
Are you today, Kathy?
I'm good. It's Kim.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're just waiting on our county administrator to jump on here and then we'll get started.
Okay. You guys keeping busy?
It's very, very busy.
That's good.
We have some construction going on outside, so you'll be hearing the little they're tearing apart the street.
Yeah, I was there Tuesday getting my Colorado driver's license.
Oh, that was probably a mess getting in.
Yeah, we had to park way up top down the street, then walk down the hill to come in.
That's been happening for about a month already.
Oh,
Then throw a jury trial in there, and that was a tough one.
that don't sound like no fun. Is the first time I've ever done this.
It? This has been a norm for us for the
Yeah.
last. Everything's virtual for us now. I guess you get used to it.
Yeah, I had to do a virtual doctor's appointment, but it was on like Duo, but I've never had done it on the computer.
Oh yeah, I think everything's going to that now. But I guess it'll save on travel and expenses for companies. It's just nice to sometimes
Yeah,
meet in person, though.
it is. What's the temperature supposed to be today?
I think it's supposed to be nice compared to yesterday, maybe in the 60s. Hopefully.
Wind.
Windy again. We had a
Oh,
fire out in the western part of the county yesterday.
did what?
Fire out in the western part of the county
Oh,
yesterday, a brush fire. So it's fire
that's
season.
not good.
Usually fire season was June, but anymore, it's year round.
I hear you. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have good internet here, so I hope everything does work out.
Understandable. Sometimes ours is a little sketchy here as well. Let me go see if Phil can't find the link. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay, he got somebody come in his office, so he'll be right here.
Okay. My kitty wants to join the meeting.
Okay. I have one of those when I work at home. She wants to be right on top of everything.
She can't be more than 5 feet away from me.
That's how my cat is.
No. No, we're not doing it today. Go find somebody else to mess with. She just growled at me.
Phil, you're muted.
I am muted, Arthur. There we go. My name is Phil, and I apologize for being late. I got tied up for a couple of minutes there, Robert.
That's understandable.
Our interviews are very open, so if you have anything at any time you want to chime in or ask, is by all means, go ahead. The work schedule may vary in instances of an emergency, but it's typically from 8 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, with an unpaid half hour for lunch and two 15-minute breaks. Is this acceptable?
Yes.
Position requires a current valid driver's license. You have one?
I just got it Tuesday.
Okay. Describe your current most recent job responsibilities and duties.
I was a project manager for a small remodeling company in Johnson County, Kansas. I was pretty much in charge of everything. I did the hiring and firing. I did the kept track of time. I kept make sure the jobs were going on schedule, on budget. Basically all the collected money, you know, all the down payments and all that. I also did a little bit of sales.
Describe your strengths, things that you do well.
Well, I've got my resume. I'm really strong in electrical. My dad had his own electrical business when I was growing up. So I started in the summers when I was 13. And then, you know, when I graduated, I worked full time with him. Kind of burnt myself out on it, but I've been the electrician in every company I've ever worked for. I can frame, I can sheetrock, paint, tile, anything that has to do with residential or light commercial work.
Areas needing improvement.
Oh, needing improvement. I don't know. I guess it could be a better sheetrock butter, but or something like that. Pretty good. I've been doing it for 40 years.
Okay. Describe your experience in building residential construction and inspections.
Well, we would start the job, get it framed. We did most of our own plumbing, electrical, HVAC, and all that. So we'd come and have it all trade rough in and go through that and then finish it and have our finishing inspections. I know all those, like I said, residential codes for all that kind of stuff because I was in charge of that from insulation to wiring to plumbing to anything like that.
ADA compliance, how familiar are you with the ADA?
I haven't done it for a while. I do remember like switches had to be at 44 inches, receptacles had to be at 2 feet, hallways had to be at least three foot wide, turnarounds had to be 5 foot square, all doors had to be 36 inches wide. The sinks had to have the plumbing where they could get the wheelchairs underneath it. It'd be up to up high and tight to the back. That's coming off the top of my head right now.
Okay. Have you done any work in land use?
No, I have not.
And oil and gas?
No.
Okay. Do you have any certificates or educational things? Building
motor? Some motor control certificates, stuff like that. I think it came with my resume. I took a class in motor controls. I was basically a junior marine electrician for a long time.
What are the main job duties and responsibilities of a building inspector?
Well, I would say to make sure the job is done right, safely, to whatever the blueprints require. Everybody should be working in a safe environment, stuff like that.
Okay, and you want to take a guess as to what a land use coordinator's main jobs and or job duties and responsibilities will be or is?
Well, I would assume that if somebody wants to move in, they would have to get the land use approved for a development, like if it's a subdivision or something like that. If the street, if that, it'd be about the streets, the sewage, the water runoff, the what would happen if you had a whole bunch of people coming in, the traffic situation, stuff like that. I've worked with some pretty big property development companies. So they'd come in and, you know, start the jobs, and we'd have to come in when I was working with my dad and set temporaries up for all these new houses and stuff like that. So I got to see that they came in and what they had to do to start a subdivision, stuff like that.
And oil and gas, you want to take a guess as what the job duties and responsibilities for oil and gas would be?
I would assume that they would be stored in tanks that were safe, no leaking, no anything like that. I don't know how to do that, no.
Okay.
But I mean, to me, it would be, have to be in working, again, in a working situation where everything was safe and there would be no leaking. That would be my biggest thing about that.
Okay, are you comfortable with clients getting upset with you and expressing their dislike of your decision?
Yes, I am.
Assist and request a building permit for the construction of a new home. Step through the process you intend to use in determining this permitting process.
Say that again.
Assist and request a building permit for constructing a new home. Step through the process you intend to use in determining this permitting process.
Am I the homeowner or presented wanting to build the house?
You're the one going to be issuing the building permit. What are you going to ask that resident
to provide? I would have to know about the land, if the land was theirs or not. I would have to have a blueprint of the house that would be stamped by some kind of an engineer. We'd go over the house, you know, the blueprints and all that. And if everything was satisfactory, I guess we would issue a permit.
Imagine that you do an inspection for a friend and a piece of the construction doesn't meet code. Your friend asks you to issue a final inspection and a certificate of occupancy, promising they'll fix the problem. What will you do?
I'll give it to them.
Tell us about the last time you monitored, reviewed information or a structure and detected a problem. How did you respond?
When one of my guys did something wrong, I would explain to them what they did wrong and tell them how to fix it correctly.
Los Angeles County is using the 2009 residential building codes. Describe how you'll inspect and what you'll look for inspecting a foundation. What will you look for?
Well, I don't know. Do you guys have a footing foundation and then a foundation pour?
Typically for an engineer, when they, as you mentioned a while ago, in the plans, most of the time there's a footer, stem wall, et cetera, for new construction.
Yeah, what I'm used to is they pour a footer, we inspect that, or that would be inspected, and then they pour the stem walls up. We would look for the rebar, we would look for the bolt, the J bolts coming up to hold the foundation down, or, you know, the wood, the seal plate and all that. Make sure it's to grade and all that.
On the, what's the minimum stairs width specification on the 2009 code? Any guess?
32 inches. I think. It's either 32 or 36. 7 1/4 inch rise, 11 3/4 inch tread.
Are landings required on a stairway?
Do what?
Are landings required on a stairway?
If you're doing a turn, yeah. It's 36 inches wide, now that I think about it. Got to be able to get a refrigerator down.
Any idea what the hallway dimensions are?
Minimum 36 inches.
Are smoke alarms required?
Smoke alarms are required in every, this is, I guess, a newer code than 2009, but smoke alarms are required in every bedroom, one on each floor, and one in the furnace room. Nowadays, you also have to have a carbon monoxide one on each floor also. They all have to be hooked together with battery backup.
Is under floor ventilation required?
Yes.
Any guess as to how often?
That was going to be something on me because we mainly had basements in Kansas City. So I'm going to say every 25 feet. No, that's not going to be right. Every 10 foot. I'm trying to remember a house that had that on it.
Well, that's fine. In wall construction and framing construction, are holes allowed to be drilled in the framing?
Yes.
You know what the standard is on that?
2/3. With nail plates.
What's a helix? You know what a helix is?
Helix. Well, you might have got me on that. No, I don't know what that is. What is it?
One of those screws that they tie a shed or a barn, you know, one of those metal, prefab metal sheds or barn down into the earth with.
Oh, okay, okay. I know what they are, yeah.
Instead of a foundation.
I just never knew what it was called.
Instead of a foundation, they allow that. On an ADA ramp, do you know what the maximum slope is?
10 degrees.
And the width?
36 inches. No, maximum or minimum?
Minimum, excuse me.
On, it'd be 36 inches minimum.
And do you know how long a ramp can run before you have to put a landing?
I want to say 20 foot. That's something I haven't done. I know they have them, but it's just 20 or 25 foot.
Okay. And what's the size of the landings? What's the size? I think you mentioned
5 foot square.
Describe what you'll look for and how you'll inspect a roofing system.
Well, if it's a truss system, you'd have to just go with the engineering specs on it. If it's handmade, you'd have to know how long each rafter is and decide, make sure that it's a big enough rafter for the span. Make sure that they put purlings in. A lot of people, they put stiff backs along them and then put a couple purlings in. Most people nowadays are using, the first kind, because you can have an open floor plan. There's no bearing walls. Truss system. So that's mainly what we've used lately, but there still is some stick framing out there. You'd look for a ridge pole. You look, make sure that's right. The ridge comes down to the footing where it would be actually in the footing to support the weight of all that coming down. That's about it. Make sure it's got vented if we're that far into it.
Okay, there's a special requirement that you must possess or obtain within 1 year of hiring a residential building inspector certification from the International Conference of Building Officials. You think you'll be able to attain this certification within a year?
Oh, yes.
Do you know what that certification is or what it allows for?
No, but I'm sure I can do it. I'm not trying to sound cocky, but I'm pretty smart.
Well, if it's a fact, it's a fact. It's not being cocky. On the land use, you said that you didn't know much about land use. You told us a bit about the development aspect of it. What can we expect in your first 90 days if you were offered the job?
Well, you could expect me to ask you a lot of questions and learn as much as I possibly could from somebody that knows, what to tell me what to do. Okay. You know, what you guys are looking for, or, you know, how to operate. I don't wake up into a new world every day like some people do either.
Okay.
I've had many guys, I try to teach them some, and then the next day you're like, what?
Okay. If you're offered the job, you need to take and pass a drug test. Are you willing to take a pre-employment drug test as part of the position?
Yes, I am.
You'll also need to take and pass a physical assessment at the county's expense at Pro Rehab. It's a business here in Trinidad. You're okay with that?
Yeah.
You understand the requirements of the job?
Yeah.
Are there any questions you have of us, or Kim, do you have any questions?
I don't have any questions.
I don't think I have any questions either.
Okay, Robert, thank you for your time, and Kim will be getting with you one way or the other.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, Phil. Bye-bye, Kim.